Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli, and our topic today is prayer. Now, I know that everybody's supposed to pray, and, you know, you have a problem with that? Sometimes I do. It's kind of hard just to sit down and try to get into holy moments, you know, so you can pray. But I do know this, that the Bible says pray without ceasing. And that used to trouble me until I learned that that's an attitude of prayer. That constantly, as you walk through life, you talk to God. And you say, Father, help this one. I pray for that one. I need direction, revelation, wisdom. Help me in all that I need, and I thank you for it. And so prayer is conversation, and it's exciting to be able to talk to God. And I know that you're going to say, well, does God speak to you? Does he talk back? Of course he does. Sometimes he speaks to my spirit. Sometimes he speaks very clearly in the scriptures. So in a prayer time, it's always good to have a little Bible with it. If you're doing a dedicated prayer where you sit down in the morning or sit down for 10, 15 minutes a day, talk to God, open your Bible, and let him talk to you. That's the greatest way. There's where you discover who God is, what his will is for your life, all the promises of God. It's really exciting. So, but there is this continual sense of prayer that it's a mindset, that you're not all caught up in the things of the world, but you're walking by faith and you're saying, Lord, my eyes are focused on you. My heart is set to follow you. I love you and praise you and thank you for all that you are. And so that's a good thing. So today, as you go on in this world, it's upside down. You can look to God and say whatever you want. You talk to him and let him talk back to you. But it's really important to be obedient to what he says, too. So give thanks in your prayer. And when you pray, you got to come to him knowing that he is. That he is God. He is the ultimate authority. And that he will do what he says he'll do in the scriptures. That he's worthy of your trust. And when you pray, you also receive. And you say, thank you. I know it's going to happen. And now you hook your faith on that and you say, Lord, because I have prayed, I'm hanging on to it until I see it. And each time then you don't have to go back to God pleading and saying, please, 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 please. What you do is you say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I know I'll yet see my Redeemer in my life work on my behalf, making life make sense. That's great. So today, give your heart to the Lord. Pray without ceasing. And see the miracles of God in your life. And believe that you have what you receive when you pray it. So God bless you today and have a great day.